Chapter 36. "My dear father, we are saved!" cried the Marionette. "All we have to do now is to get to the shore, and that is easy."
Without another word, he swam swiftly away in an effort to reach land as soon as possible. All at once, he noticed that Geppetto was shivering and shaking as if with a high fever. Was he shivering from fear or from cold? Who knows? Perhaps a little of both. But Pinocchio, thinking his father was frightened, tried to comfort him by saying,
"Courage, father! In a few moments we shall be safe on land."
"But where is that blessed shore?" asked the little old man, more and more worried as he tried to pierce the faraway shadows. "Here I am searching on all sides, and I see nothing but sea and sky."
"I see the shore," said the Marionette. "Remember, father, that I am like a cat. I see better at night than by day."
Poor Pinocchio pretended to be peaceful and contented, but he was far from that. He was beginning to feel discouraged. His strength was leaving him, and his breathing was becoming more and more labored. He felt he could not go on much longer, and the shore was still far away. He swam a few more strokes. Then he turned to Geppetto and cried out weakly,
"Help me, father! Help, for I am dying!"